The smallest one is just right for me. Have you heard of the famous Chinese philosopher Confucius, who lived about 2,500 years ago? He was so revered by the Chinese people that even his descendants get some special respect. This story is about one of his descendants by the name of Kong Rong, a scholar who lived in the years 153 to 208. Kong Rong's family had seven boys but no girls. He was the sixth son in the family. All the brothers got along very well, but their dad loved Kong Rong the best because he was especially smart and good-natured. One day, when Kong Rong was just 4 years old, his dad brought home a basket of pears. He washed the pears and put them out on the table for the family to eat. But he first picked out the biggest one and handed it to Kong Rong. His dad expected him to say thank you, but he just looked at the plate of pears, then looked at the pear in his hand, and he started to shake his head. "Dad," he said, "if you don't mind, I'd like to take a different pear from the plate." Then he put the big pear back and picked out the smallest one, which was still a bit green. He took a bite, and sure enough, it tasted very good. His dad was surprised, so he patted Kong Rong on the head and asked, "I gave you the biggest one. Why didn't you take it?" "Well, I'm a small boy, so I should take a small pear and leave the big ones for my big brothers." Then the dad asked, "But your little brother is even smaller than you. Why didn't you save the smallest one for him?" Kong Rong tugged at his dad's sleeve and said softly, "I am a bit bigger than him, but I'm his older brother, so of course I should leave a bigger pear for him." When his dad heard this, he chuckled and said, "You really are a special boy. You will surely grow up to be a great man." To this day, all the children in China know Kong Rong as a model of kindness and generosity. What they don't know is the tragic ending of his life. Like all great scholars in ancient China, Kong Rong became an official and eventually achieved a high position. But in the world of politics, honest and kind-hearted officials were often persecuted. Unfortunately for Kong Rong, he offended a powerful warlord and was ruthlessly killed by him in the end.